That means no matter what you want, whenever it comes the 30th day of Adar, that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Bezoya, my Mechalinon, why will Mechalo tell the Eidim to come to Bezdin, even if the Eidim will not come to Bezdin? Bezdin has the power to be Mechadesh to Chodesh, really, even if Eidim didn't see Lavona. On the 29th day or the 30th day, Bezdin has the power to be Mechadesh the Chodesh. See if you tell me now it's a Chayk, that it's always Adar, is always a Chosar, that the 30th day is always Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what's the purpose to be mechal the Eidim to come to Bezdin, even if they don't come to Bezdin? Bezdin will still make Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the 30th day. So Marin says, Mishrim de mitzvah lekadesh al Uriyam. Because when you have the possibility that Bezdin should be mechadesh because Eidim saw the Lavona, that's always better. Even though Bezdin could be mechadesh, even though the Eidim did not see the Lavona, but when you have the Eidim that saw the Lavona, that's always a better way. So therefore we want the Eidim to be mechal Shabbat to come to Bezdin in order that today, the 30th day of Adar, Bezdin should make it for a Shkodesh Nisan. Trashi Aloriya, that what says, Al-Pi Eidim, Dechsev, HaChidish Azeh Lechem, Reish Kadoshim. That means, Kizer Reyu Kadesh. Look at the Lavona, see it, and be Mekadesh it. So the Chachidim is always an Indian that Eidim should come to Bezdin, that Bezdin's Mekadesh Lavona, Al-Pi, Al-Pi Riyah. Even though Bezdin has the right to make the Lekidish HaChidish without Riyah of Lavona. Eger the army, some said like this. Eger the army, Omri of Nachman. And Nachman said, Afana Naima Tanina, Bekat, I'll bring you proof. I'll bring you proof, like we said, that it says Aloha al Shinecha Doshim Mechal Mesa Shabbos. So at 2 months of the year that we let the Eidim that saw the Lavona go to Bezdin, even if it means he has to be Mechal Shabbos. He has to go Chutz Tchum. Which 2 months of the year? Al Nisal Yatishrei. These are the 2 months that the Mu'adim, that Pesach and Sukkot is totally in, we let them come to Bezdin. Now he says like this, Iyamrit, if you tell me, Iyamrit, Iyamavishlein, if you tell me if it's so, that Loilam Chosar, that Adar is always a Chosar, it's always only 29 days, and the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, Mishim Hochi Mechalinim. That's why there's such an Indian to be Mechal Shabbat to go to Bezdin, the mitzvah Lekadosh al Uriyah. Because like this, Memonoshach, Bezdin is going to make today Rosh Chodesh. Today is the 30th day, 29 days already went by in Adar, today is the 30th day, today is going to be Rosh Chodesh. For sure, Bezdin is going to make today Rosh Chodesh. Whether you come or not, Bezdin is going to make today Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, there's a mitzvah for you to come. Because there's a mitzvah that Bezdin should be Mekadosh Al-Pi Riyah. So since you could make it, that Bezdin will make the Kiddush Al-Pi Riyah, that's why we tell you to be Mechal Shabbos. We Bedavka want you to go today in order that Bezdin should make the Kiddush Al-Pi Riyah. Ella, but the word like this. Eli Yamrit, Zimnin Moli, Zimnin Chosar, but if you're going to tell me really, Bezdin has the right to make an Adar, sometimes a Moli. Sometimes they can make an Adar 30 days. And they'll first make Rosh Chodesh Nisan the 31st day. If so, Amai Mechalinon, how come if the Eidim saw the Lavona on the 30th day, which is Shabbat, we tell them, hurry up fast and go today on Shabbat to Bezdin, and order Bezdin to be in the Kasha Chodesh up to Yoriya? No, don't go to Bezdin today. Wait till tomorrow, Sunday. Take a taxi tomorrow and go to Bezdin tomorrow. And Bezdin will make Kadosh L'Chodesh tomorrow, the 31st day. And if you tell me Bezdin has a choice to do it, either the 30th day or the 31st day, so what's the big rush to get there on the 30th day on Shabbos? That they B'davkit Shemay Terei Rosh Chodesh, L'Adarabah, let Bezdin wait till tomorrow. So it's a Raya Sakeh that Bezdin for sure is going to make today. Today the 30th day, this is for sure going to be Rosh Chodesh. And today is Shabbos. So therefore we tell you, go be Mechal Shabbos in order that Bezdin should have the hiddur of the Mekadosh, the Levon, the Chodesh, Al-Piriya. The Eliyamet Zim Nemoli Zim Nechoser Amay Mechalinon Navrei Hidna. Let's leave it over today for the Katzel Amachah. Tomorrow on Sunday, you'll take a cab and come to Bezdin. Tell them you saw the Levona. What's the big rush to go on Shabbos? Chus Tchum. The Gemara says like this. If the third, you're right. If the 30th day of Adar comes out on Shabbos, you're right. Hokinami, you take a right. There's no reason to be Mechal Shabbos today. Because Bezdin has the right to wait till tomorrow. So if you don't go today, Bezdin will first make Levana the Kiddush tomorrow, and tomorrow you'll get there. But you know what we're talking about here? Our Mishnah said you're supposed to be Mechal Shabbos. Hokinami, the Ikli, Yom Shloshim, the Yechud B'Shabbos. We're talking about now that the 31st day came out on Shabbos. And the Eidim saw the Levana today on the 31st day. So it's like this. Today, for sure, Bezdin is going to make a Kiddush L'Chodesh. Today is the 31st day. Today for sure can be Rosh Chodesh. So maybe if you chop around fast and get to Bezin today, Bezin will be Mekadosh to Chodesh, Al Pi Riyah. There'll be a hider that you're making a Rosh Chodesh, Al Pi Riyah. But if you don't chop around to get to Bezin today, so Bezin anyway is going to have to make the Chodesh, but they're not going to do it Al Pi Riyah. That's why you're allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos. But true, Bezin could do it either the 30th or the 31st day. So when are you Mechal HaShabbos? Only when Shabbos comes out on the 31st day. If Shabbos comes out on the 30th day, then you're not Mechal HaShabbos. Because if you don't get to Bezin today, Bezin will wait till tomorrow, and the first Mekadosh on Sunday, and then you can get there. But when the 31st day comes out on Shabbos, today's the deadline. Bezin has to be Mekadosh today. Just if you get there, there'll be the Hiddur, there'll be Al-Pi Riyah, therefore we'll let you be Mechal HaShabbos, in order that Bezin should be Mekadosh at Al-Pi Riyah. The mitzvah kadosh al riyah. So there is no stira. No stira of kana. Kana has to kash like this. It says, "Kishahamikdash kayim." The man we had the base of mikdash mechalalin af akulim. Then every rosh chodesh, even if it came out on Shabbos and Eidim saw the levon on Shabbos, they were allowed to be mechal on Shabbos to go to Bezdin. Mifnei takonas hakorban, because on every rosh chodesh there's a musaf. You have to bring a special korban of rosh chodesh, musaf like rosh chodesh. So in order to Bezin to know exactly which day to bring the korban, you're allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos. That's the halacha. Rashi says, "Pavnei takonis korban means musvei Rosh Chodesh. Shei korvu bizmanim." We want to make sure to bring musaf on Rosh Chodesh the right day. So therefore, even though today you saw the levon on Shabbos, you're allowed to run fast to Bezin to tell them today Rosh Chodesh, bring the korban musaf today. Now, midakulu. Midakulu lav mishum de mitzvah lekadosh al riyah is nisim b'tishrei nami lav mishum de mitzvah lekadosh al riyah. Rashi, nisim b'tishrei nami lav mishum de mitzvah lekadosh al riyah. Have a chilul Shabbat to do. Helashiu amoradis bezmanim lefi toldas alavona. But the same, the reason why you can be mechal Shabbos, it says the reason that the yom tov mishkan out at the right time. That's the reason why. Now, just like it says here, the reason is that Rosh Chodesh, the korbans come out at the right time. Semela by Nisan and Tishrei also means today the Yom Tov should come out at the right time. But Mashma Stam the Indian that doesn't should be Mekadosh Al Pi Riyah, that's not so important. Has me the cool since this man the base of Midish. The reason wasn't that doesn't should be Mekadosh Al Pi Riyah. It was only because of the korban. If so, even this man is there that we don't have the korban of Rosh Chodesh. So we're not mechalal on all the Yom Tovim. We're only mechalal on all the Chodoshim. Only on Nisim Tishrei. It's mashma though, why are we mechalal on Nisim Tishrei? Like it says, the reason mishum l'moadim al the Yom Tovim, and not mishum there's a mitzvah l'kadosh al riyah. It must have like this. Iyam with bishlei mezimnin molei mezimnin chos. It could tell me sometimes. It could be a molei, adder. Sometimes a choser, mishimachim mechalinim. Therefore, mechalal to know exactly when the Yom Tovim come out. We have to know when to make the when to make the Yom. El Liyam, but this is you going to tell me. Liyam Choser, that Adar is always a Choser. On the 30th day of Adar, always is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Adar is only 29 days. Am I Mechalinim? What do you have to be Mechalo for? If you tell me there's no purpose of Riyah, to Mechalash Al Pi the Riyah, the only purpose to know is when the Yom Tovim should come out. If you're going to tell me now the Yisraeli that Adar is always a Choser, is only 29 days, so we know for sure on the 30th day of Adar is going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what do you have to Mechal Shabbos for? What do you have to run to tell Bezin fast you saw the Levon last night? As if to say, if you don't tell Bezin, Bezin won't make today Rosh Chodesh. It's not true. Bezin's going to make today Rosh Chodesh no matter what. You owe the sheet that the Adar is always a Choser. That means on the 30th day, whether they saw the Levon or whether they're into the Levon, Bezin makes the 30th day Rosh Chodesh. And if the only reason why he's supposed to be Mechal Shabbos is because they Bezin should make it on the right day, the Yom Tovim should come out on the right day, so even if you're not Mechal HaShabbos by Nisan, even if you don't go to Bezin, Bezin is going to make the Rosh Chodesh on the right day. Because the klal is, Adar is always a Choser. Adar is always only 29 days. So for sure, on the 30th day of Adar is going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So there's no purpose for you to be Mechal HaShabbos. The Mor says, Tiyuf, the Tzach HaKasher on you. It's a Rai Elamai no. Adar sometimes could be a Molei, sometimes could be a Choser. So therefore, the Eidim have to get to Bezin fast to tell them, we saw Levona last night, today is supposed to be Rosh Chodesh. In order that the Yantayt and Pesach will come out on the right day, there's needs to be Mechal HaShabbos. So it's a Raya that Adar is not always set a Choser, But sometimes Avda could be a Molei, sometimes it could be a Chosar. That's what an Indian for the Eidim to get the Bezin fast, even on Shabbos and Mechala Shabbos. Mar says, Ki Yasa Ula when Ula came, Omer, Avru L'Yelul. He said, you should know, in his days, they made Elul an extra day. In other words, not like we said before, Elul was always a Chosar, was always 29 days. In his times, they made Elul 30 days. And Rosh Hashanah first came out on the 31st day. Omar Ula, so Ula said, Yadi Chavrim Bavloi, Mighty Busi Avdina Badayo. Like Ula said, do you people in Bavlo know how much of a toiva, how much of a good thing we did for you? For the fact that we pushed off Elul Rosh Hashanah another day. In other words, the Pursum see why. Mighty Busi, what did you gain by the fact we pushed off Rosh Hashanah another day? That we didn't let Rosh Hashanah come out on the first day, but we let it push off to the 31st day? Is Ula Amim Mishrim Yarka. Ula says the reason is because of the vegetables. In other words, when Bezdin saw that Shabbos comes out right after Rosh Hashanah, or else let's say Shabbos comes out first, and then Rosh Hashanah comes out, so if that's going to be the case, you're going to want to have vegetables to eat on Shabbos. So you have to pick off the vegetables on Friday. Now in those days, they didn't have refrigerators, so vegetables don't stay fresh. So if you're going to have a Shabbos first, then a Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have to pick off the vegetables for Rosh Hashanah before Shabbos, and they're not going to stay so fresh. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the vegetables will get spoiled. So they made a takana for this purpose that Rosh Hashanah never comes out after Shabbos. Therefore, even like this year, we have Thursday and Friday because of Sreika B'Yomah. But Mi'ikir Radin, Rosh Hashanah never comes out on Friday. Because Rabbanan didn't want that there should be a Rosh Hashanah and then a Shabbos. So maybe Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday, or else they pushed it off to be on a Monday. But never Shabbos Sunday or Friday Shabbos. Mishum Yarki. Rashi says Mishum Yarki. La Hafrit, to separate Shabbos for Yomtif. Zem Yizer, one from another. Kadesh lo yechmoishu yirokas, the vegetables shouldn't get spoiled. Hanachelas kishen chayim b'shabbos. Shachah yomtev, ab yomtev shach v'shabbos. Since you're going to have to pick off the vegetables erev Shabbos, it'll have to stay off for a few days, so it'll get spoiled. So there's time, Rabbi Shum Yarka, the Rabbanah made it, that Rosh Hashanah never comes out right before, right after Shabbos. That's one reason. Rebacha b'achilin l'romem Mishum Asya. No, maybe a Jew will die on the first day, and if you're going to have 2 days, you won't be able to be covered for him for 2 days. It's not nice. It's covered in ice. So they made it. There's only one. There's an interval in between. Shashi Misumafia. Lahafrid Shabbos V'yom Kippurim Zeh Mizeh. Shle Yasriach Meis. A person that died shouldn't right away. She Yomus V'yechad Mehen. She Yerisha and V'lo Yikfer Le'ayem V'lo Mocher. In order, he shouldn't have to wait 2 days to bury him. So Mishumafia, they made it. That never comes out the Shabbos and the Yomtis. So Mele, if it comes out Shabbos, the next day is Chol, you can bury him the next day. My benai, what's the difference? Ikav benai Yom Kippurim Shachal Liyasach Hashabbos. When Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, man di Yom Mishum Masiyah Marinim. If it's a shayla of Masiyah, dead person, there's nothing to push it off. Because a person dies on Shabbos, he can't bury him on Shabbos, and he can't bury him Sunday because it's Yom Kippur. He's going to have to wait 2 days. That's not nice. So therefore, we make Rosh Hashanah a day later in order that Yom Kippur comes out first on Monday, not on Sunday. Of a man di Yom Mishum Yarkah. But the one that says the main reason is because of the vegetables, here it don't apply to Tam. L'yeimos kaboy lihu, like you picked off the vegetables Friday, but only pick off enough vegetables for Shabbos, that's all. Like for Sunday's Yom Kippur, you can't eat anyway on Yom Kippur. When do you need the vegetables on Yom Kippur? L'yurta, on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Is L'yurta, Torah HaMaisi, Enechanami? So first rip off the vegetables on Yom Kippur by night, Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So now there's no Indian to push it off. In other words, let Yom Kippur come out on Sunday. And then Echanami, Friday, take off vegetables just enough for Shabbos. Don't take off for Sunday. And it comes Sunday, you have to fast anyway. It's Yom Kippur. When do you want to eat the vegetables? Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Mitzvah Yom Kippur, go down to the field and take off the vegetables. So Mishum Yarkei, in such a case, they wouldn't have pushed off the Yom Kippur. But Mishum Asiyah, then they do push off the Yom Kippur. Yeah, but Marna says, oh, man, this thing applies to you also. We don't have one after another. It's only because we have Yom Kippur Sheni, that's all.
Yeah.
That true?
We didn't ever have a Yom Kippur on
Sunday. Yeah, we don't have that there, right. I don't think that. But must know, Matt, I don't got the cheshbon, that's the way it comes out. I'm not sure. Right. Well, Matt, no. Oman Yom Mishum Yarka, yes, the Mara says now, Oman Yom Mishum Yarka, the Mara says now, the time is Mishum Yarka, Mishum Vegetables, Lavrei Mishum Asiyah.
still, why don't you know the Svar Mishum Asiyah? Mishum, maybe he'll die. You want to tell me now when your kippah comes down, something should be all right, but why don't you agree to the Talmud, maybe somebody will die in Shabbos? Then you also have to push it off another day. El of the Gemara says it's taka true. The one that says Mishum Yak is Maidi Mishum Asiyah. So what's the difference? Elika Benel Yom Tov Asamach L'Shabbos. When you have to cut out before Shabbos, Beim Lefneh Beim Lachreah. Man Diyom Mishum Yakim Avrinin. Vegetables will be a problem. But Man Diyom Mishum Asiyah Efshel Be'Amni. The Lachreah is on a Yom Tov. You're allowed to have the Yid buried Ayidei Goyim. So if somebody dies on Yom Tov, it wouldn't be a problem. Let the Goyim bury him. And Echnami, if he dies on Shabbos, Tak, you don't bury him Ayidei Amnin. But if he dies on Yom Tov, it wouldn't be a problem. So therefore, Mishum Asiyah, we don't care if Yom Tov comes out right after Shabbos. But still, why don't you agree to the reason of vegetables? You shouldn't make a yontif in the Shabbos mishum the vegetables. And the Gemara, this is the nafkimina. He yields vegetables you could preserve. The reason they got a little bit spoiled, all you got to do is just cook them up. You cook them up in hot water, you make them edible again. So therefore, he doesn't know such a big time mishum yake. So the Gemara, like, what are you saying? Dafka Bovel had such a big tavor out of this takonim. It's at the corner for the people in Eretz Yisrael also. That Gemara will be dan chavilu lo nalmo. The detun la chavilu lo yalmo. That in Bovel it's very, very hot. So for them the vegetables will get very spoiled. So they gain a lot on this takonim. In Eretz Yisrael it's not so hot though. Since it's so higher up. So therefore true we gain, but not so much. The tavor is more for the Bnei Bovel than it is for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Because in Bovel either a mace will rot away much faster or the vegetables will get spoiled much faster. Mashenka in Eretz Yisrael, if it has to wait 2 days, it wouldn't be so gefelich. It's cool, there's the breeze there. There, the maize could wait 2 days. But about it, it's still a teva. But the Iker teva was Mishum Vinei Bavu. All right, I'll stop here. Yeah.
Yeah, home Davchov. Davchov from Ralph in the middle. Yeah, so far we just came out to say that what that sometimes they push off Elul. They could make Elul an extra day in order to make Rosh Hashanah a day later for a certain purpose, for Tzarech. If there's a big purpose involved, we push off Rosh Hashanah in order that Yom Kippur should not come out right after Shabbos, either Mishum Yakis or the vegetables shouldn't get spoiled, or else Mishum Asiyah. If somebody dies, you shouldn't have to rot for 2 days, so therefore we make it Yom Kippur should not come out right after Shabbos. But the Gemara ain't, it's not that way. For Tony Rabba Bashmuel, Yochel, I would think that Kishem Shemavr Neshashanah Tzarech, the same way Bezdin has a right sometimes to make an extra month, they can make the year 13 months. If there's a tzarech involved, they're allowed to make an extra month. Is kach the same way? Mavrin es achodesh letzarech. If there's a purpose, maybe I can make the month an extra day. There's even though the levana was sawn on the 30th day, and you want to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh. If you want, you could push it off another day. That's what I would think. Talmud Lomah, the pasuk says not like that. The pasuk says ha achodesh hazeh lochem Rosh Chodeshim kizeh rei v'kadesh. It means when you see the new moon, you see the new Rosh Chodesh, you have to be Mekadesh today. So if you see the new moon on the 30th day, you have to say today is Rosh Chodesh. Even though there's a purpose of pushing it off till tomorrow to make the Yom Kippur won't come out after Shabbos, Mashmi, you can't do it. Like Rashi says, Kizei Rei B'Kadesh. Kivan Shetira, as soon as you see the Levona, Kadesh Boi Bayim, you have to be Mekadesh, the new Rosh Chodesh, the new month, that day, you can't push it off. On my Rav says, Lekash, there's no Stira. I tell you, kan la'avrui, kan la'kachoy. It depends if you want to push it off a day, that you could do. La'avrui means even if the Edim saw the new moon today on the 30th day, if Bezdin wants to, they don't have to make Rosh Chodesh today, they can wait till the 31st day to make Rosh Chodesh. But kan la'kachoy, let's say Bezdin wants to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, and the Edim did not see the Levona, that they can't do. That's the Chiddush. Rashi la'avrui. Lastly, says, if you want to make a month that was only 29 days. Now, the 30th day, you already saw the new moon. So really, the 30th day should be the new Rosh Chodesh. If you want to mull it, you'll have to push it off a day. Litzarech mutter. That's mutter. Because the mice of the Edim already saw the new moon, so they have a right to push it off if they want to. But lekatshoi, the yom shloshim, if Bezdin wants to make the new month a day early, like really on the 30th day of Adar, the Edim did not see the new moon yet. So really the 30th day should not be Rosh Chodesh. Now if Bezdin wants to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, that they can't do. That's Lekatshoi. Means B'yoyim Shloshim, the Halavona Loi Nearest. They did not see the new moon yet. V'im Yamtinu Ad Yoyim Ocha Yeh Shavas V'yam Kippah Smuchim. And if they wait to first make Rosh Hashanah,
The next day, the 31st day, it's going to come out that Shabbos and Yom Kippur will come out one after another. So Beis Din wants a Bedas can make Rosh Hashanah a day earlier. The halacha is then, ain't mekatshin l'tzorich. That you're not allowed to do. In other words, true, the Pasuk says you could only make a Kiddush HaChodesh if the Edim told you they saw the new moon. So you have to have Edim seen the new moon. But the Kiddush is, though, if they saw the new moon on the 30th day, if Beis Din wants to, they can wait till the 31st day to first make the Rosh Chodesh then. Because there's no stira, they have the Edim, they'll first use the Edim tomorrow. Just if you want to make it a day earlier, that you can't do, because then you don't have Edim, nobody saw the new moon. Rokhi Koma, this is what the Braisa meant to say. Yochalai would have thought that Kishem Shemavrin Es HaShonah V'Es HaChodesh L'Tzorich. The same way you're allowed to put an extra month to a year if there's a purpose. You could put an extra day to the month if there's a purpose. Kach, I would have thought, Mekachin Es HaChodesh L'Tzorich, maybe you could like take away a day from the month if it's a tzorich. In other words, now the 30th day of Adar, you want to make today Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You have a reason for it. But Edom didn't come, they did not see the Levona. So how do I know that you can't do that? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. This month has to be for you. That means Kizei Re'ei V'Kadesh. That means when could Beis Din make the new Rosh Chodesh? Only at Kizei Re'ei. If they saw the Levona. If you have at least two Edim coming and saying they saw the new moon, then Beis Din has the right to say, Kadesh, today is Rosh Chodesh. But if the Edim did not come yet, today is the 30th day, even if Beis Din wants to make today Rosh Chodesh, they can't do it. That's what this Mandi Yom holds. What? Same thing, they couldn't do it. A day early, they couldn't do it. You couldn't even catch the 30th day.
What happens
on the Zman? What do you mean, the Zman? Either 30th, in the 30th day, you need Edim. If they don't come the 31st, then you could do it. 31st, you don't need Edim. You'll do it on the 30th day, you need Edim. Zomar v'chiha diyom Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Like Rabbi Shur ben Levi said, Ma'aymin alo Edim al ha'chodesh shenira bizmanoi lavroi. Ma'aymin means we like scare the Edim, we tell the Edim, hold off your Edis. Don't say Edis. It means Ma'aymin, we tell them, hold off your Edis, don't come to Beis Din now. Al Edim al ha'chodesh shenira bizmanoi. That's true. The Edim saw the new moon on the 30th day. But Beis Din does not want to make today Rosh Chodesh. They want to make first tomorrow. So we tell the Edim, wait and first come tomorrow, Lavroi. That you're allowed to do. To push off the month another day. But to push off Rosh Chodesh another day. But the Eim and Al Edim, but you can't like scare the Edim, force the Edim to come to say Edis, Allah Chodesh Lenirib is Manoi. On the 30th day of Adar that went by and they did not see the Levona. Lekachoi. In order to make them come and say, yeah, we saw the moon. But to tell them, they say, sheker, that you can't do. That's the same shot. In other words, Beis Din can't make the new moon, the new Rosh Chodesh, unless there are Edim that saw the moon on the 30th day. And Edim did not see the moon, the new moon. Beis Din cannot make today Rosh Chodesh. That's one shita. Fretimor, Amy, it's not like that. Vosholachle Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah le Rabbi Ami. If Yehuda Nisiyah sent a message, sent something to Rabbi Ami, he said like this, Heavy Yoidin, you should know, Shako Yom of Shereb Yechanin, all the days of Reb Yechanin, Ho Yomalam Deinu, he used to teach us like this, that Maimin Alo Edim, you are allowed to scare the Edim, force the Edim, Ala Chodesh Lanir Bezmanoi, even if today was the 30th day, and really the Edim did not see the new moon today, nobody saw the new moon, still you're allowed to force the Edim to come to Beis Din, Lekadishoi, to say like, to be Mikadish to Rosh Chodesh, even though the Edim really did not see it, we're allowed to tell the Edim, come and like say something false, but Tzarech, they hold you are allowed to do with the Tzarech. If there's a purpose involved to make Rosh Chodesh today, you're allowed to tell Edim, come and say you saw it. Even though they didn't see it, there's a purpose involved, it's mutter to do it. So it's not like the Mandiyam we had before. Here you could make a Rosh Chodesh even though Edim did not see the Levona. So Amar Abaye said like this, you should know Lekashim. I tell you, there's no theory here. Ho b'nisan v'tishrei, ho b'shar yachi. It depends which month of the year. Nisan and Tishrei are very important months to make the Yom Tovim come out the right time of the year, the right days. So for them, if Beis Din sees fit to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, even though the Edim did not see the Levona, they have a right to do it. They keep them aiming, they tell that Edim to come and say they saw it, they can become Kaddish the new month. Ma'ashenkin, on the rest of the months of the year, then Beis Din can't do it. And Rashi says, "Benisim v'Tishrei sh'amoy doisluim hem." That the months, the Yom Tovim are told in it, mekatchin l'tzorich. Since the Yom Tovim are told in Pesach and Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and in Yom Kippur, those months, Nisan and Tishrei, Bezdin couldn't make a day earlier. Mashenken b'shar yachiloi. The entire of the Rosh Hashanah speaks out what should be the whole purpose to do it. There are purposes why they should want to do it. Kamash Malon, the other months, they're not allowed to do it. So therefore, there's no stila. Rav Ram Ravis says another Terence. Hode Tony Rabba Bar Shmuel Acherim Hi. That he said, that you can't do it, that Bezdin can't make the Rosh Chodesh a day early if they did not see the new moon, that goes according to Acherim. So Kitzes HaMachlekes HaNoyim. The Tanya will end like this. Acherim Oymim. Acherim say, Ein Ben Atzeros Liatzeros. From this year Shavuos to next year Shavuos, there's no difference. The Ein Ben Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. From this year Rosh Hashanah to next year Rosh Hashanah, El Adalid Yom Bavad. There's only 4 days difference. In other words, if Rosh Hashanah this year came out on Sunday, on Yom Rishon, next year it's going to be 4 days later, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the Chesed like Rashi says it like this. Acherim hi, the of the Amri le'olam kol ha'chadoshim, echad molev v'echad chaser. There's a straight order how the months go. It's always 1 month is 30 days, then the next month is only 29 days. Kiseida molev halavonam. The way the new moon is like born. Really, every 29 and a half days, that's when the new moon is created. That's what happens every single month. The new moon is created, really, 29 and a half days later. So 2 months together, that's 59. So therefore, if 1 month is 30 and 1 month is 29, you always have a good cheshbon. That's the way it always comes out. 1 month is 29, 1 month is 30. So therefore, from 1 year to another year, it's only 4 days later. If this year in Yom Rishon came out Rosh Hashanah, next year Rosh Hashanah will come out on Thursday. This is the cheshbon. Shnei Moser Chodesh, the 12 months, Echad Molev Chaser, Oyle Leshin Nun Dalad, the 354 days. Now the Asholah Shmeis VeChamishim Kulim Shvayim, 350 comes out perfect 2 weeks. Nimsa nitchalal on Arba Yomim. So it's 354 days. So there's only 4 more days. So from this year Rosh Hashanah to next year Rosh Hashanah will only be 4 days in the week later. So male, according to Acherim, Bezdin never makes a day earlier, day later. There's always a chayk. That's the way the months always go. 1 month is always a sholem, is always 30 days, and the next month is always 29 days. So that's pshat the first man the Yomim that Bezdin can't push off a day or make it earlier. You can't change around the months. There's a say the kavua how the months have to be. Right. It's a different svara, but that's what he's saying, right? Yeah. V'imhoisa shonim uberis. Let's say this year had an extra month to it. Then chamisha. Then there'll be 5 days later. Rav dimi min adoi mas nipcha. He learned just the opposite. Like this. Ma'im min al edim. We scare the edim, talk them into. If Bezdin wants to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, 30th day of Elul, they want to make Rosh Hashanah, and Edom didn't come, nobody saw the Levona, they have a right to force the Edom to come and say they saw the Edom, they saw the Levona, but they say Sheker. But the opposite way, no. The Yain Maimon al Edom, we don't force the Edom to come. If everybody saw the moon today, on the 30th day, people saw the moon, Lavroi. We can't tell them, don't come today, but rather first come tomorrow and tell Bezdin tomorrow you saw the moon on the 31st day first. My time, what's the svara this way? What's the difference? He says, Hai mechse kishikra, hai le mechse kishikra. One looks like lying, one doesn't look like a sheker. Trashi, hai mechse kishikra. Kishaniris bizmanai, when the Levona really was sworn on the 30th day, the ain't on me, then you don't come to say ages today. Harbi acherim yeshiru.